Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We made it to Acts chapter 14, verse 8 last week. And we, last week we showed how the response of the multitude when they, as they ministered the gospel, we pointed out how modern times people are no different. People are the same. They'll do the same things, but now you have a Christian nation where it's against the law to kill Christians, and people won't, but they will talk about you if they disagree. And now everybody has an opinion, and they love their opinions. But the truth is a standard. Darkness cannot comprehend the truth. They can't. There's nothing they can do because it's exposed for what it is. Okay, continuing with verse 8. And there sat a man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. Now this is just like in chapter 3 when the man at the beautiful gate. Now it's happening under Paul's leadership. Verse 9, the same heard Paul speak steadfastly, beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. Now this is just like with Peter. He said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lysaonia, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius, because he was the chief speaker. The priest of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garlands unto the gates, and would have done sacrifice with the people. Now, whenever the enemy, whenever there's a miracle happen, Satan's going. He's been exposed. His lies didn't stop it. Couldn't stop it. And his second option is to muddy the waters. And this saying in verse 11, the gods have come down unto us in the likeness of men. This was supposed to persuade the people. He's always trying to deceive people that doesn't know better. And this is what that's his play. That's his game plan, to keep the darkness going in some form or fashion, however he can do it. Because once the light is revealed, it's just revealed. And that's the fight that you're going to face as you obey God. Satan doesn't want to be exposed because he's ugly. He has to make himself look good. He puts a lot of makeup on to look like an angel. All right.
Can I ask you about a phrase and everything right here?
Yeah.
Okay. It says right here, it says, and at Lystra there was sitting a certain man without strength in his feet, lame and from his mother's womb, who had never walked. This man was listening to Paul as he spoke. When he had fixed his gaze upon him, and had seen that he had faith to be made well. Okay? It says, fixed his gaze upon him. Over here in chapter 3, it says, when Peter fixed his gaze upon him, that means looking intently at him. I believe, too, that right there is part of what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Walking in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That confirms it right there, because you know you're walking the Spirit sensitive. You fixed your gaze upon that person.
Yeah.
Things happen.
Says too, what is the light of the eye rejoices the heart.
Exactly.
You know,
it all is in working together.
Light comes out of his being, that it just rejoices that man's heart.
Sincerity attracts sincerity. He heard the word. He was good ground. He heard the word. He received it. He wanted it. He wanted in on this. In fact, he wanted all in, because he believed what they preached in the first place, and he wanted in.
That's so powerful, man.
And so the Lord did a miracle. And that way, it'll help everybody else believe. Miracles are also strategic.
Yes, they are.
When the Holy Spirit is strategic in all that he do, that's why I train to obey. I train to obey. There have been times, trust me, that the Lord wanted me to do something and I didn't do it. Or I did it, but I did it cautiously. And when the Lord needs something done, I want to do it boldly. You know, the flesh is the weakest link. So there are ways to get him on board. You know, the flesh can be made to do what it has to do.
Yes.
And I want the spirit man to be so strong that we cooperate.
Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Because that you don't want to miss a strategic opportunity. Because you're not going to get it again.
That's true. That is true. Tell the flesh what to do.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to drive out the flesh just like we drive out cars.
That opportunity is gone.
Yeah.
Plus you can rebuke all those voices coming in from the outside when that happens.
Yeah, we don't have to put up with satanic interference. I believe that was Paul's thorn in the flesh where Brother Horton just read. Because Paul didn't know what to do at first. He asked the Lord about this three times, and the Lord said, "My grace is sufficient." And it is. We have authority over Satan. Use it. Just use it. And it works. But when, because the first reference of a thorn of the flesh was satanic people interfering with the plan of God.
That's what it was. Yeah.
If you don't drive these people out, they're going to be like smoke in your eyes and thorns in your side. And that's what was happening. But so the enemy has to do something. A miracle happened that nobody can deny. Everybody knew this man, just like the man that Peter healed. Everybody knew that he never walked. This was not a fake wheelchair miracle. This was a real miracle.
All the way from his mother's womb.
All the way from it. So his legs had to be spaghetti legs.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they were.
Now he's walking around in there in front of him, and they saw it. So the enemy activated the priest of Jupiter. You know, when people are sitting wrong,
Zeus. Yeah.
The enemy can activate people that sit wrong. But and once the miracle is done, it's very important what your next response, because they were throwing praise towards Paul. That was Satan trying to tempt Paul into receiving worship. You're famous. I can't stop you, but if I can get you into fame, I got puppet strings on you. So if you have anything that's not right, the enemy will wait and try to use it against you at a strategic time, because he's secondarily strategic. The Lord is first string strategic in what he does, but the enemy, he has to figure out a way to quell what's going on. And they said that Barnabas, and they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius. That was trying to get them lifted up in pride. If the enemy would have pulled that off, then he would have been able to persuade the whole people with a lie. But look what happened. The priest of Jupiter, which was before that city, brought oxen and garlands unto the gates and would have done sacrifice with the people. So this took time because he had to go get all that. Verse 14, which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they tore their clothes, they rent their clothes, and ran among the people crying out and saying, "Sirs, why do ye these things? We also are men of like passions with you, and preach to you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth, and the sea, and all things that are therein, who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good, and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. And with these sayings, scarce restrained they the people, that they had not done sacrifice to them. So the response that you have after God do a miracle through you is very crucial. That's when you'll have to truly represent the Lord by the fruits of the Spirit, by the fervency of the Spirit.
Especially if you're dealing with an entire group of New Agers, and that's what these people are. Mm-hmm. They were New Agers.
Yeah.
You
got to make it simple and plain who the real God is.
That's right.
Through Jesus Christ. And you have to see, the enemy know that if he can get people to try to go to God without a Savior, he's still the master of it. Because that's impossible. So on the radio, I always believe on God through Jesus Christ. Every time, because nowadays you got all kind of people out there. And you got to make it plain. And the enemy, he's trying to get us into lust, greed, or pride. Either one. Whatever we'll fall for. And some people won't, some ministers won't praise. I hate it, but they do. And they would have let them do it and tried to fix it. God can't use pride. It's just like what Brother Horton said. We don't need the devil's help.
No, at all.
I told him, I said, I want people to do what, a lot of preachers are after money. I said, I don't want your money. I want you to get saved. If you get saved and you want to help, fine. But we're going to do this right. I'd rather do it slow and right than quick and corrupt.
Yeah, absolutely right. Praise the Lord.
Let's see, what verse we stop at? Stopped at 18. All right. Well, next week we'll pick up at 19. And the Lord's going to move. Get ready, because I believe God's going to move in our lives. Just be ready for whatever He wants.
Already started.
What you was telling me yesterday, I like that. You tell people wherever you go, you're the blessed of the Lord, and let them know.
That's important. I tell everybody that. The kingdom of God is here, and you are blessed.
And those YouTube videos, send them to people. God has some good ones on there.
Yes,
you can judge and know who's who. The ones that's a blessing, that's of God, send it to you, friend. All right. Dear Lord, I thank you that you're in our midst. I thank you for all that you're doing. I thank you for the privilege of letting us be in on it for such a time as this. Lord, I thank you for every recording. Bless hearts worldwide, Lord. We can't take the gospel worldwide, but the Holy Spirit can alert people to the websites and cause these same lessons to be taught in places we can't go.
Yes.
Lord, we believe you for this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.